Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. We're your hosts this morning as we continue our fabulous book study of Gary Zukav's book, Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Your Authentic Power. Oh my goodness, I have really enjoyed this book. I always tell you, well, this is the best book. But let me tell you, this is a wonderful, a powerful journey. I am practicing the principles and following the spiritual guidelines, and so is Dr. Reggie. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you?
Oh, God, I was feeling kind of drained, but now I feel much better since I had breakfast.
Yes, it was a great breakfast. You know, we both have been practicing these principles, haven't we? And it has just made such a difference because we've been under quite a bit of stress. Just moving is very, very stressful. Trying to pack and get the house and getting, you know, new services in place.
It's a lot of work.
It is. And so, but these principles, these guidelines that we're studying, since we've been practicing, they have just made us very calm, haven't they?
They have. They really come into practice. When you do it, you forget what's going on. It makes it hard. So it's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
And we communicate a little bit more effectively, I think.
You know what? That's true, too. Because a lot of it is unspoken.
It's unspoken. We're communicating better.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my suggestion to you guys. First of all, make sure you have this book. Purchase this book. I know we're very thorough in our teaching and cover. I rarely skip pages in a book. I go through the entire book with you page by page. So, but get the book and keep it by your bedside at night and underline it. And I mean, just wear it out and start practicing these principles. Because it will change your life. I'm telling you, it will change your life. If you think you know it all, that's good. I think that's fabulous. But we're living on this plane, in this reality, so that we can continue to grow. Your spiritual development is always growing, always seeking growth. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer so we can get started?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we take a deep breath this morning on a brand new day under a brand new sky. We thank you for breathing life into us, that we are your partners and co-creators with you in the universe. We're growing exponentially in wisdom, power, and strength, and mostly in love. Live on the other side of the rainbow, we want to be on this side of love and excitement and joy and emergence. And so it is.
Thank you, Dr. Reggie. That's a beautiful prayer. I don't know if Dr. Reggie is coming through clear. On my end, it sounds very choppy. So if you can hear him, if it's breaking up, please press 1 on your telephone keypad if it's breaking up. If not, then I know he's coming through loud and clear. Okay, so it is breaking up. Dr. Reggie, you may need to try to change phones because it's breaking up.
It is.
Thank you so much. So we're going to go ahead, and he's going to switch out phones. I'm going to disconnect you, Dr. Reg.
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and pick up with our lesson. So yesterday, we were talking about conscious communications and actions and the guidelines for conscious communications and actions. And we covered consulting your intuition. It's like, in other words, as you're moving moment through moment in life, you know, your daily activities, things are going to come up. Interactions with other people. There may be some confrontations that you have to deal with. And what Gary Zukav is saying, before you open your big mouth, take in a deep breath and center yourself and consult your intuition, which is your higher self. And then he wants you to shift and choose your intention. Decide what you intend to accomplish and recognize that the consequences of that decision, that choice. So we covered that yesterday. And then we talked about the acting from the healthiest part of your personality. And I briefly skimmed through this, so I'm going to roll back to this. I was going to skip the rest of this chapter, but I thought, oh no, I can't do that. I just couldn't. My intention was I cannot do this. I needed to give you the full lesson, so that's what I'm going to do this morning. Complete this chapter. So he says, act from the healthiest part of your personality that you can access, from the healthiest part that you can access. Now, there may be, are you still having trouble hearing me this morning? Hold on 1 second. 8135, are you having trouble hearing me this morning?
That's me.
Oh, okay, Dr. Reggie.
No, I don't hear you. I don't have trouble. I hear you. Can you hear
me? Yes, I do, and you're loud and clear. Thank you so much. So choosing to act from a loving part of your personality while you are feeling the painful sensations of a frightened part of your personality is the moment of traction on the spiritual path. Remember, he says it takes courage to be in that place. So here's a scenario. You and your mom are having that familiar argument where she has pushed your buttons. And now you get into a screaming match. You don't know. And you're blaming. You don't love me. You always talk to me this way. And you're always trying to control my life. And you don't understand that I'm a grown person. And so you've got this little thing going on here. That's the script, right? Mom says something, triggers you into this argument, right? Okay, so when all the things that you're feeling attacked, you're feeling it throws you into a guilt feeling, you're feeling that you're not worthy, that you can never please mom, all of that's going on. Those are the frightened parts of your personality, okay? That's not a comfortable place to be. You are in pain. You are in pain. What Gary Zukav says is at that moment, you need to have courage to keep your mouth shut first, to not react to the script. You're going to flip the script right now. Okay? And once you do that, just changing the script, mom is going to be like, oh, what's going on? Mom won't know how to respond because you have flipped the script. So he's saying have the courage. And then he's saying have the commitment to keep your mouth shut. And at this moment, I say, take a deep breath and center yourself to that part of you that is divine. That's really where he's asking you to go. Because that's the part that has the pure love. That is the part that all of these frightened parts is protecting. Because it's pure. And so here you are now. You're getting into the purity of you. It's like peeling away a banana, right? The banana peel, that's how I see it. And so you're peeling away these pieces. And the peeling is your, those are your frightened parts. And you get down into this part that says, I love you. You are valuable. You were created in my image, equal in meaning the divine perfection, equal in meaning you are pure love. So now all of this is happening in seconds, in split seconds. Deep breath. God loves me. I am love. And then you open your ears to really hear Mom. And Mom's attack is coming from her pain. You see, we interpret all of the crap that they're throwing at us, that Mom is throwing at you. You think that it's your issues with self-worth and value. And she's really projecting onto you what she's feeling inside. If you release, if you have the courage to just say nothing, because maybe that's all you can do at this point is just say nothing. And when I get into those circumstances, you know what? I said, let me hear what God hears. Let me perceive what God perceives. Let me think what God thinks. Let me respond the way God would respond. That's my little mantra to myself. It may work for you. But it stops me from just reacting. So now that I can come from a place of love. This is what he is saying. That's when you have that courage to place that control over that frightened part. It's, you know, it's like riding a horse. And you know you have the reins in your hand. Your emotions are like the horse. Isn't it interesting? Because we say emotions is energy in motion. And look, when they interpret how fast the power of a car, they call it horsepower energy. So this is a horse and you have the reins there. And you're going to hold back. And in your holding back, you're actually gaining traction for your growth. So he says, choosing to act from the healthiest part of your personality that you can find instead of one that is less healthy is the step that stretches you beyond the limitations of the frightened parts of your personality. Because the moment when authentic power is created, that is the instant when spiritual growth occurs. And all of this depends upon your choices. And in that argument with Mom, all of it is depending on what you choose at that moment. To scream back at Mom or to hold your horses. Hold your horses. I just think this is, and you know what? He's acknowledging that you may not be able to do it all at that moment. Because you have to take baby steps. That's why he says, go to the highest level that you possibly can. And maybe the highest level for you is, I'm just shutting down. I'm not saying anything. That's better than getting into the screaming match, is it not? That may be your highest. And maybe you will stay in that mode for a while until you begin to hear other things. Right? We're going to hear other things. Okay, so he starts talking about his acquaintance. Remember, he gave the example of the friend who wanted to have some people who were living in his house that he rented it to them, but they failed to honor the contract. And so he was paying a mortgage, and they were destroying the house, and it was just eating at him. But he was questioning his values. He always thought he was a loving and giving person, but this was really bothering him. And I think it had every right to. He says, my acquaintance was shocked by the powerful and painful emotions that swept through him and the images that appeared to him when he interacted with his tenants or even thought about them. His self-image as a generous and a kind person could not accommodate the experiences of rage and helplessness and humiliation and vengefulness and then rage again. And guess what? This man probably was just a saint. And he was working at being a saint. I don't know his whole story. But I know when you have challenges to come, it's for your growth. It is your opportunity to grow. So this challenge was put before him because he needed some work to do somewhere. Here he was. He thought he was generous, and he wasn't feeling very generous right now. These people owed him money. So he says, as he was cycling from one painful experience of powerlessness to another, he spiraled downward into anger, confusion, and guilt. Look at how it ate at him. And stop and think about this. That was a material possession, was it not? And he was attached to the outcome, was he not? And look how it took control over his life. He reproached himself for his violent thoughts and fantasies, and at the same time, he was attracted to them. This thing just had this man, it was controlling him. He says, my acquaintance had discovered frightened parts of his personality. Most individuals do not think that they are capable of murderous rage, intentionally inflicting pain, and wishing others ill, but all of us are. And this is what he says, my lawyer tells me these tenants are professionals, he explained. They do this often, and they know how to use the law, and all I can do is wait. And while he waited, he smoldered. Then he broke into anger, and then their rage came, and then felt guilty for having these experiences. 5th century humans see these circumstances as unfortunate. But how does a multi-sensory person look at it? A multi-sensory human sees them as learning opportunities. Is that not what I just said to you? My acquaintances, his violent fantasies revealed to him these frightened parts of his personality that had they remained unconscious, they would have created painful consequences. If he had not brought these to the forefront, he would not have had the opportunity to straighten them out. That's why whenever there's drama in your life, and I've said this before, embrace it. Say thank you. Now I can clean up my mess, raise my vibration, and ascend. In other words, these painful experiences, they gave him advance notice of what those parts planned to do and would do unless he chose otherwise. We're in the end times now. Because there's a huge end times, not meaning that the world is coming to an end, but that the way we move and have our being on planet Earth is changing, it's evolving. And so you're going to have huge, drastic challenges in front of you. They're not going to be easy, but they're easy if you approach them the right way. And what will really shock you is how you have changed in how you address those issues. Remember Gloria talking about it took her a couple of days to see it, to recognize it, because she got caught up in the drama for a minute. But she pulled herself out, and when she pulled herself out of the drama, she said, oh my goodness, I realized I was really applying these principles. That's why we're here every day, every morning, to sow these seeds into you. Your fertile ground, your fertile soil, worthy human beings. Bless you, bless you. So he says, these frightened parts, they could do terrible things. I mean, people get pick up guns and go kill people. And we're seeing that more frequently today now than we've ever seen it before, because we're in those very, the earth is evolving, we're in the end times. So this is the purpose of temptation. Temptation is a dress rehearsal for a negative karmic event. I love how he words that. Temptation allows you to experience and heal negativity within your own sphere of energy before it spills over into the energy spheres of others. They are gracious gifts from the compassionate and wise universe that allows you to grow spiritually without harming others or harming yourself. Whoa, that, you know, when those words just fall off of my tongue, I am just so amazed at the divine plan that God has in place for us. I am. That we experience, learn, and grow. Experience, learn, and grow. Experience, learn, and grow. It's a continuous process. And it's so perfect. And it's just wonderful. It's like a math problem, is it not? Okay, if I do this calculation right here, then I get this result. So I'm just, and this result feels good, so I'll continue to do this. Or this is balancing out. In math, that's what we do. Oh, this is balancing. I love it when I get my checkbook balanced, right? I find every penny. Oh! Isn't it annoying how like 5 cents can just make you crazy? Where did that 5 cents go? Amen. So the universe is always there. And remember what I said, the universe equals and means God, equals and means the source. It doesn't matter what you call it, but it is that higher energy that the whole cosmos, that's in control of the whole cosmos, that's guiding and protecting you. He calls it your teachers, your non-physical teachers. Does not matter. Dr. Reggie says his angels. It's all this. It's all the same energy. So he goes on to say, my acquaintance's troublesome tenants continue to provide him, when we spoke last, opportunities to experience and challenge the frightened parts of his personality by choosing to interact with them from the healthiest part of his instead of the least healthy. They are his allies in the creation of authentic power. And that's the other thing that I want to bring to you. Notice he uses the word allies. When you receive opposition, your first instinct is to say, they're doing this to me. My mother's doing this to me. Blame, 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 blame. All outside of you. Not realizing that you guys are doing this, creating this beautiful dance together. Yes, there's tension. Yes, there's opportunity to grow, right? Mom has a spiritual agreement with you to clean up your mess. And you have a spiritual contract with Mom to be a reflection to help her clean up her mess. And if both of you recognize that, whoa, you're having fireworks. It's the 4th of July. in the spiritual realm. An act of love, an act of love, an act of love. I hope and I'm praying, let me say this, I declare and I decree that whenever you move into a confrontational situation, you will be reminded that this confrontational situation is an act of love, a gift from God to you, to embrace love, to embrace the divine perfection within you. Okay, let's go on. He says, speak personally and specifically rather than generally and abstractly. You want to use I statements rather than we or you statements. I think this is self-explanatory, don't you? He says, let's give an example. He says, my acquaintance told me, explaining his experiences as if they were the experiences of everyone. And here's the quote. We are afraid of what we will do when we are angry. Sounds like the man is possessed, doesn't it? He's talking, but he's saying we. Why? Now, here's my interpretation. He does not feel connected to these emotions. On some level, he is denying them. Does that help him to heal them if he's in denial of them? No, it doesn't. So what he really meant to say was, I am afraid of what I will do when I am angry. Big difference. You need the courage to own your emotions. If you're speaking in general terms about others instead of in very specific terms about yourself, it obscures the frightened parts of your personality and it dilutes your experience of them. You want to create authentic power, and that requires feeling the full power of these destructive and painful aspects of your personality and challenging them while you do. So, yes, I'm angry. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I could just tear every hair in your head out right now. I've been so angry, I literally could feel my blood boil. But I would bite my tongue. And I would hold those horses back. I'd hold that energy back until I could talk calmly and without the rage and release it. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. It took me years to do that. Years. So if it takes you years, it's okay. What do I tell you all the time? We have all of eternity, do we not? We have all of eternity. And this, he gives this example of his Sioux uncle, and they have a saying in his native tongue that says, it's called "Hey me yelo, hey me yelo," and here's what it means. Like if I were to say, Cynthia Johnson, hey me yelo. It means, I am Cynthia Johnson. Look at the, I am. When Reggie says, Dr. Reggie says, I am, when you say, I am such and such, I am angry, what you're really saying is God in me is angry. So, but this term in that native tongue is saying, I am, but, and you can, I am Cynthia Johnson. I am responsible for what has happened here. And if anyone has questions about it, come to me. I find it amazing that this Native American, in his native tongue, that they have a phrase that acknowledges their creation of the experience. And they are taking full responsibility for it. If you have a problem with it, you need to come with and deal with me. A little phrase, three little tiny words. Hey, me yelo. I am responsible for this. Wow. They are so in tune, so in touch. If anyone has questions about this experience, come to me. I am responsible. So when you speak personally and specifically, instead of this abstract thing out here, you do the same thing. You're saying, I am responsible for my words. I am responsible for my actions. I am responsible for this whole drama that I've created. But guess what? Not because you're a bad person, because you're learning and you're growing spiritually. Amen. All right. He says, release attachment to the outcome and trust the universe. Very, very simple instruction. Really? If I find myself attached, I need to begin again with what? Commitment, courage, and compassion. Commitment, courage, and compassion. Listen, five sensory humans, they always seek solutions in order to feel like they're safe and they're valuable. But a multi-sensory human, it learns that about themselves in order to create authentic power. So a five-sensory human, it looks at a mess and says, I need to maintain this mess or I need to change it. But a multi-sensory human says, oh, this is an opportunity. I can grow. I'm laughing because how many of us really would want to say that? That takes practice. It takes practice. Oh, drama. Oh, this is an opportunity. That's what I want you to do. Okay? Get excited about it. Listen, they both are striving to keep their eyes on the ball, but the ball for the five-sensory human is a physical goal. The ball for a multi-sensory human is authentic power. How many of you are really grasping the concept of authentic power? Oh, just say that. I'm moving into my authentic power. And feel the vibration that it sends through your body. I am claiming my authentic power. I am choosing now to work from my authentic power. Wow, it's amazing. So a multi-sensory human sees opportunities to grow spiritual. They both strive to keep their eyes on the ball. The ball of five-sensory humans is a physical ball. The ball of multi-sensory humans is what? Authentic power. So when you find yourself attached to an outcome, you are focusing on the wrong ball. Because attachment to an outcome that will make you feel valuable and safe tells you that you are actually pursuing external power. And what does it also tell you? It tells you that you are making choices out of fear and not love. But when you create authentic power, your understanding of what needs to be done in the moment, such as evicting these tenants or finding a new job or learning to say no without anger, learning to say yes without pleasing, and so on, that becomes more accurate for you and your actions are more effective and you create constructive and joyful consequences instead of destructive and painful consequences. Every circumstance provides you an opportunity to choose anew, to step into a different and a healthy perspective of what you need to do and why you are doing it and how to do it. So here's a checklist that we're going to give you. I want you to write these words down, okay? Number one is trust. Okay? You want to trust the compassion and the wisdom of the universe. because each circumstance provides an opportunity for you to consult your intuition and use your emotional awareness and choose responsibly and align your personality with your soul. In youth and old age, in health and illness, wealth or poverty, new circumstances continue to appear like grass in the spring, and karma continues to unfold, and each brings a new opportunity to create authentic power. And once you see this, you will not forget it, and you will not fear to lose it. Trust. What we learned in the Way of the Wizard: trust in trust. Have faith in faith. Trust, that's number one. Relax. This is the next word I want to give you. Relax. Listen, the frightened parts of the personality run from the pain of powerlessness into difficult emotions and obsessive thoughts and compulsive activities and even addictive behaviors. And their sense of safety depends upon these external circumstances. External circumstances change, and therefore they are continually need to manipulate and to control them. The frightened parts of your personality, oh my God, they are terrified. And what are they terrified of? Dying. Yet you are a multisensory being, and from your perspective, you cannot be annihilated. You are an eternal being. You cannot be destroyed. Especially by the frightened parts of your personality. They have no power here. So you want to relax in that truth. So now we're trusting. We're relaxing. There's no battle going on here. The universe is my co-creator. I am a co-creator with God. You see how this same language, and relax into that co-creation. I'm in control here. I will have a peaceful outcome for the highest good of all. And relax in that truth. And relax in the eternal present moment. And relax into your life and everything that is in it. All is in divine order. Okay, next thing. Do your best. Do your best. When you trust the universe and you are relaxed, then you can do your best. And until then, you can't. Do your best. And then the fourth thing is to enjoy yourself. So when you see the wisdom and the compassion of the universe, and then you're relaxing in your life and you're doing your best, there is nothing more that you can do. So you take your hands off the steering wheel and you let your non-physical guides and teachers do their part. In other words, release and let go. And here's the other way they say it: release and let God. Let your, isn't not your, your non-physical guides and your teachers, would that not be God? Release and let Source. Let the universe do its part. Let God do his part. Let the Source, let your higher self do its part. No effort here. You know what I'm learning as I go through this journey? That we work too hard trying to control and manipulate everything and get to strategize and coordinate and plan. It's too much effort. We need to declare what it is that we want, say that it is done, and let it go. And really and truthfully, that's what Jesus taught. Let it go. You've got hidden little worker bees that will do the work for you. All you need to do is to trust and to relax to do your best and enjoy yourself. Move into your happiness and move into your joy. I certainly have enjoyed sharing these lessons with you today, or this lesson. Chapter 29 is very short. It's just a review of the things that we've studied so far. It begins on page 198. I encourage you to read that this evening because it will summarize what we've just gone through in describing the spiritual guidelines and what we need to put into practice in order to work. And then we're going to move into I want you to read chapters 29 and 30, but then we're going to move into putting spiritual partnership guidelines into action, which will be chapter 31, and we'll start covering that tomorrow. If you have a question or comment this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Otherwise, hi, everybody in the chat room. Good morning. I just was able to get in. Good morning to all of you in there. I hope you're enjoying the lesson as well. So I'm going to ask Dr. Renji to go ahead and take us into our closing prayer this morning.
Father, we thank you for giving us the ability to create our own destiny. Let us be in love with ourselves. And let us operate from a place of love. Let us surrender and forgive where necessary. We realize that pain is pleasure resisted. But pain is also a nature's way of saying pay attention. We have become authentic power through the ability to love and to trust. Let us learn to love and to trust as we did, not knowing as infants when we were born. We had to learn to love and to trust that we would be cared for and nurtured, and we were. Let us learn, as human beings who are full-grown organisms in your power, that we still have to learn to trust in the invisible and to love continuously. Let us go forth with these beautiful lessons through this book by Gary Zukav, that we are the power that we seek, and everything that we need is already built in. We are multi-sensory beings having a multidimensional reality. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for giving us this reality and letting us know that we are in your care in all circumstances and situations. Thank you for giving us that one thing that we need, the power of love and forgiveness, and everything should be open unto us. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Renji. I just want to make a couple of announcements this morning. Number one is to visit our website at circlesofprosperity.org. And if you feel like giving us a donation, we would appreciate a donation. It helps us kind of cover the expenses of Blog Talk Radio and some of the other work that we're doing. So if you click on the More button, you'll find a Donations button, and you can make a donation to Circles of Prosperity, and we would be so grateful. The other thing is that we do have a Facebook page. You can search for us at Circles of Prosperity at Facebook.com. And go in and like our page. You can also follow us on Twitter. It's called Circles Prosper on Twitter. All of the links are on our Blog Talk Radio page at Circles of Prosperity on Blog Talk Radio. And also you can like us and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. So I just encourage you to stay in touch with us, and we'll be here for you, and we're continuing to come up with ways to support your growth. God bless you. Oh.